Escaped? No. I killed my way out.
Both Roya and Buddy were staring at Onan. If they were aware of everything he'd done to survive, he didn't know if they would still be his friends. But they weren't looking at him with fear, as people had throughout his life. They were fearful for him. It was concern, sympathy. He'd never experienced it before. Roya's gaze turned.
You're a maniac!
Melvin ignored her.
You truly are similar to your ancestors. All you need is time.
What does he mean? Roya said to Onan. What's going to happen?
He's wrong, Onan said quietly. We're going to escape.
Melvin laughed.
I have so much planned after you do what you do.
What is it you think he's going to do?
Roya made sure only Onan saw the look. Melvin sighed, annoyed.
It isn't what I think. It's who he is, and it doesn't matter what happens to you, or the baby, or the littler man. You're variables in my new experiment.
I don't understand.
Why would I waste my time speaking to someone who is expendable?
Roya glanced over at him and gave him a hard look. This time it wasn't so secret. Onan must act fast. Something occurred to him, a detail Melvin mentioned earlier. He said the enclosure they were in was a container. It was probably a casual term, but a container is often sealed, and because there were people inside it, oxygen needs to be regulated. If he was correct, it meant there was a power source. The drugs Melvin administered had worn off. For some reason, Melvin wanted them awake for the next phase, but first he wanted to torture them with fear. It had given Onan the time he required to come up with a plan.
It's clear that you don't care what happens to us, but what do you want Onan for?
If you knew what he was truly capable of, you wouldn't be asking. Instead, you would be silent. And afraid.
You're a liar,
Roya challenged.
You're also a coward who hides behind walls.
Melvin laughed.
Your attempt to provoke me will not be successful. Nothing will prevent me from witnessing the rebirth.